Good evening. It's time for us to begin tonight. We appreciate so much the presence of all who are with us. Whether you're joining us in person or you're streaming online, we're grateful that you've come our way this evening. As our normal tradition, we have a singing on the first Wednesday of the month, but we postpone that singing 1 week this month so that we might be able to sing some songs that go with our congregational focus for 2025. For 2025, we're focusing on this concept, to walk like Jesus, finding peace by imitating the Prince of Peace. And so what we'll do this evening is we're going to sing some songs related to this concept in general, and then also some very specific applications to it that will go with each quarter of this year. So we want to comprehend a more complete picture of who Jesus is and what he did while he was on earth. And if we can get that picture of the way Jesus walked, then we'll be equipped to try and walk like him. Hopefully, we will be motivated to shut out the distracting noise of worldly anxiety and temptation and chaos and find peaceful contentment as we walk like Jesus by finding the quiet places, finding those times that we might be alone with God. And finding these times will allow us to intentionally focus on God and his will by falling at God's feet in fasting and prayer. This communication with God is not just one way. It's not just us speaking to God, but also him speaking to us. So hopefully we can equip ourselves for facing temptation and find life direction by feeding on God's word and imitating the daily Bible reading and study and meditation and memorization that is modeled both by Jesus and his disciples. Thus equipped, we'll be able to look more outward and experience the lasting peace that comes through imitating the faithful work and selfless service modeled by Jesus when we are focusing on others' needs. And hopefully, as we go through this year, we'll make this very practical to all of us as we can create and implement plans that work for each of us in putting these four things into practice in our daily life, not just for 2025, but hopefully for the rest of our lives as we seek to serve God as we should. And so for each of these, we're going to sing a couple of songs, but we'll start with this idea of walking like Jesus and hopefully imitating the Prince of Peace. And so we're going to read a scripture from Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 28. And then we will sing two songs led by Jerry Johnson, Prince of Peace, Control My Will, and His Yoke is Easy. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, as we think about finding peace by imitating the Prince of Peace, this is Jesus' invitation to all of us. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jerry?
Number 138, Prince of Peace, Control My Will.
Bye.
His yoke is easy, number 141.
I found my Lord and He is mine. He won me by His love. How perfect Lord He is mine, and dwell with Him above. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. I found it so, I found it so.
Walk like Jesus by finding the quiet places. Mark chapter 6, verses 31 and 32. And he, Jesus, said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Sean Penn will come and lead us in Be Still and Peace, Perfect Peace.
In the small songbook number 129.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still, my child, be still, for I feel
And at our songbook number 223, Peace, Perfect Peace.
Walk like Jesus by finding the quiet places and falling at God's feet in prayer. Luke chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Daniel Hooten will now come and lead us in Did You Think to Pray? And On Bended Knee I Come.
Number 62 in the large song.
Thank you.
bended knee I come.
Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name, and holy is your Son, Jesus, our Prince of Peace. Thank you for this time for us to begin this year in song and praise and prayer to you. Bless our journey this year as we all seek to walk like Jesus. Put a desire within us to fall at your feet just as he did. Teach us to pray as Jesus did with simplicity and with reverence. Our King, bring about your rule over all things that we so eagerly await. As your church, we all know you have power and authority, but not all of the world has subjected itself to you. Bless our efforts this year as we try to tell the good news about your Son so that others may come to know him and share in our worship of you. Our Creator and our Sustainer, all that we have or ever will have belongs to you. Continue to bless us and meet our needs as you already have. This year, if you bless us with abundance, help us to use those things for your glory and for the benefit of others. If you bless us with little, grant us contentment and humility. In all things, help us to have thankfulness of heart for our daily bread. Our Redeemer, forgive us of our sins. Disclose our secret and our unknown sins. Rekindle our commitment and recapture our hearts. Bring us back into complete service of your will. As you forgive us, allow us to imitate you as we forgive our neighbors. Protect us from temptation and deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We walk like Jesus by finding the quiet places, and in those quiet places falling at God's feet, but also feeding on God's Word as we read and study, meditate and memorize God's Scriptures. In Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 16, Jesus provides an example of how well he knew the Scriptures. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Now, Eric Vaughn is going to come and lead us in ancient words and how firm a foundation.
Ancient words, it'll only be on the screen. Number 296 in the large book, How Firm a Foundation, number 296.
Thank you.
walk like Jesus by finding the quiet places where we fall at God's feet and feed on his word. But even more, to walk like Jesus, it can't just be about our own internal peace. It's about looking outward and seeking to share that peace with others. And so we walk like Jesus by focusing on others' needs as well. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, Paul says, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Barrett Duren is going to come forward now and lead us in A Beautiful Life and Others.
Number 395, A Beautiful Life.
He said, "I'll do the golden deed. I am free to go for it. My life on earth is what I spend. And so I'll do the best I can.
Invitation will be number 498, Where He Leads, I'll Follow.
Take out your Bible one more time and turn to Matthew chapter 10, please. Matthew chapter 10. We'll read verses 38 and 39 here in just a moment. Our first reading was from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, where it describes our service to Christ and the peace that he offers us in terms of a yoke that might be placed on a servant or a beast of burden. And so that's us. And we go wherever the Lord directs us, wherever he drives us. Maybe we might even say like a dumb animal. But we know, of course, that our service to Christ requires more of us than just mindlessness. It requires intentionality. It requires choice on our part, a choice consciously to take his yoke upon us, a choice to follow after him. And so it is not just a matter of service or being a servant to Christ, although certainly that is a picture that is used throughout the Bible. It is also a matter of following after him as a disciple would follow after a teacher. In Matthew chapter 10, beginning in verse 34, Jesus describes the level of commitment that must be found if one is going to follow him. And he says in verse 38, "And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." It is not just that we follow the teachings of a teacher. We must follow that person who is the teacher. We must follow Christ and imitate his life. We imitate his life as we do the things that we're talking about throughout this year, and finding the quiet places and falling at God's feet, in feeding on God's word and focusing on others' needs. But all of those things really only benefit us, as God intends, if we first follow after him as a disciple. If we make the commitment that says, I will follow him wherever he goes, even if I must take up a cross in order to do so. In verse 39, I think he shows us that this cross is metaphorically not just of difficult things that might arise in our life. This cross has deeper meaning for those of us who are Christians. In verse 39, he says, "He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." By taking up Christ's cross daily, we might say, daily we are crucifying ourselves so that we might be more like him. Daily I'm putting off who it is that my desires might cause me to be. My sinful flesh might tempt me to be. And instead, I want to be conformed to who it is Christ has called me to be. I want to be his disciple, his follower, not just of his teachings, but of his example, of his person. And so that means, in order to walk like Jesus, I must first become a disciple of Jesus. And at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, it is Jesus who tells his apostles how disciples are made. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth," as Preston prayed for us a few moments ago. He is king, and we should be his servants. But he is also the teacher who has all authority, and we should listen to what is taught and follow after his example. So in verse 19, he says, "In your going, therefore, make disciples of all nations." How? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And so we follow after what Jesus did. We see and study what he invited and commanded his disciples to do. And at that command, we too follow after the teaching and example of Jesus. And that begins when we make that commitment to put off who we used to be, to take up his cross and follow after him. When we make that commitment that says, "I am his disciple and I will follow him wherever he goes." When we make that commitment by being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and strive to observe all the things that he has commanded. And if you want to find the peace that is only found by the Prince of Peace, you need to become his disciple. And if we can help you in becoming that disciple, even this evening, we invite you to come now and follow after him as together we stand and as we sing.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word.